October 2014, day 17. Yeah, I'm a little behind. Acoustic or electric? Am I talking about just guitars or more than that? I'm not quite sure. In a general sense, I don't know. I love a mix of a lot of things. That's why some of these things here, like day 15, six tracks from your favorite genre. I don't have a favorite genre. I have lots of music and a lot of genres I like. I have a hard time pinning down favorites in certain categories, and music is one of them because I like such a spread of things. Looking at day 16, something from the first album I remember purchasing. What would that be? The actual full album? It would either be Michael Jackson's Thriller album. Or totally contrast that, Barry Manilow. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love, special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I don't know what the name of the album was, though. It was a double album full of a lot of stuff. But acoustic or electric, I'm all over the map when it comes to that. Examples, okay. Let's do some examples now. Let me think. I'm going to obviously pull these tracks up later and cut them in. That's just the way I like to do these things. And that's partly why I don't think I do that many of these things, because I look at it as production. I like to do the production side of things. I really do enjoy the production side of this audio stuff. And I have so little time to do it. At least the schedule I'm keeping right now. Anyway, examples. Acoustic examples. This is kind of a mix of acoustic. There's a little, I think, some electronic, possibly electronic percussion in there. And that would be from Palm Strings by, what's this guy's name? Here's the music. I'll find the name in a second. Marc Antoine. Electric, for me, it all started with Kraftwerk. And this here is one of my favorites. Musique Non-Stop. Obviously electronic. As far as other stuff goes, again, I think I lean, I don't know, I lean towards whatever catches my interest at a given moment. So there's my rather ambivalent day 17 response. Some other examples? Well, let me see. Acoustic. What could I do for acoustic? Dude, what could I do for acoustic? I have no idea. I mean, it covers so many things. It covers stuff like acapella. piano. It covers a lot of stuff. And by the way, the acapella was from Pentatonix, if you couldn't tell. And the piano... Who am I going to do this piano? I don't know. I'm probably not going to do a piano piece. I'm speaking here and trying to think of pieces I can insert later on. Trying to figure out how to track down the music, first off. And then cut it all in. I don't know. This is a weird one. Having a hard time with it. I think I'm just going to stop. Yeah, let me just stop with this and we'll move on. Where we move on to and when I actually show up here again is anybody's guess. I'm actually working on some of my own music right now, trying to figure out how to get that produced and when to find the time to do that. And anyway, finding time for things is a big challenge for me right now, but that's not what October's about, so I'm not going to speak more about that for right now. Although I have been making some breakthroughs as far as personal time management goes. I might talk about that somewhere else. I'm still not even sure what I want to do with Audio Boom, whatever name they choose this week. I haven't figured out where this fits into my life yet. It feels like there should be a place for it because it's audio. I love audio. But there are so many other things I'm also doing that I need time for somewhere. And I don't know. I'm just in a weird place right now. Yeah, I'm going to stop talking. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.